producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tuesday on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is a new moon today, is the eclipse. A lot of things are going to happen. Your energy will be better today, Jennifer. You will be a sort of, this is a sacred time for people to look at the stars and understand what happens. Not only do we have the eclipse and the new moon, we have spring right around the corner. The weather around the country has improved a great deal. So the new moon and the solar eclipse will bring opportunities for new beginnings, new things, new thoughts, new actions. Unless you resist it, Richie, if you resist it...
Time change this weekend. I'm all for it.
Time change as well. Yep. Right. It's all about moving
ahead. When are we going to stop this nonsense?
I wish we would. Don't you wish? Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's going to feel terrible on Monday.
No. I'm not going to. Weather's going to be 70 degrees here.
I love this one.
Yeah. But you lose an hour of sleep, and do you know it's the most dead day of the year? Like, people have heart attacks, they have car accidents.
What a wonderful way to look forward.
Okay, I want it to be daylight until 8 o'clock at night. I'm all for it.
9 o'clock at night. Okay, the quote of the day today is, quote, I could not win. That would be a good 2020 News Quiz question. Who said that yesterday? Shall I... take care of the
obviously
suspense.
Only a loser would say that.
Well, this guy was a winner in many respects, one of the wealthiest people in the country, if not in the world. Won three times as mayor of New York, but he decided that he would not. He did a lot of research and decided that he would not run for president because he could not win. What would happen is...
Research did he need to do to come to that conclusion?
I don't know. I would think that he probably spent some money to do some scientific researching on it and decided that this was not the thing for him to do. I'm not sorry that he's not going to run because I wouldn't want to see him lose. But his philosophy is where most of the country is, frankly. He does a good job of bringing people together on both sides. Wouldn't it be interesting... I was thinking about this yesterday before he made his announcement. If he decided to run as an independent and Trump ran as a Republican, Mrs. Clinton ran as a Democrat, three New Yorkers all running for president. I thought that happened.
I got to take you to task. I don't think he's where the country is right now. And I think you see that by the people that are voting so far to the right and the left with Bernie and Trump.
What you don't understand, in my opinion, is that in this circumstance, you only have people unfortunately, people don't understand the primary system. And so the huge numbers that will turn out for the presidential election in November are not reflected in the primaries. Lots of advertising, lots of ink, lots of attention on the media's part, but look at the total numbers, even though they're larger than they usually are.
Turnout is up 60%.
It may be, but what does that mean? 60% equals how many? What are the numbers at? 60% from the last primary, which showed less than 12% of the country. So maybe it's 20% of the country that's now voting in the primary?
Whatever it is, there's some new energy in there.
I'm not suggesting there isn't. You're missing my point. Wait a minute. You're missing my point. My point is that people, the primaries are built around the CPAC goers of the world and the lunatics from the left who want to get there. They understand the system. They want to get their philosophy into the white. They want to get them going. So... the people who vote, unfortunately, and look at what happens after the primaries, they all go to the center because that's where 70% of the votership is. So it may be because of your professed philosophy or mine or Richie's or whomever that you have a slant on it. You are, Jennifer, let's face it, much more to the right than the average person. And I may be on some things and Rich may be on some things. But then there are other things when it comes to social things. All of us are, I believe, in the middle, and broad in the middle, and that's really what that's what carries the day.
There just seems to be center fatigue to me. I mean, and I'm saying on both sides because I mean, you can't explain away. Maybe the center has it. Maybe that's it. Maybe the center is where the establishment pushes things, and maybe people are sick of that. Again, on both sides, you see a lot of energy being breathed into the parties because of stuff that's not traditionally center of the road. Well, you see it on with Bernie Sanders pushing towards socialism, for crying out loud. Yes. And then you see it with Donald Trump, who's building a wall. I mean, I don't know. I think people are tired of the safe route of being center of the road. I think they're tired of not seeing anything accomplished.
Yes. And they're tired of promises that are made by these phonies and not delivered. Look at the hope and change message of 8 years ago and how disastrous it was. And so many people who voted that way are so discouraged and disgusted that now they're looking for something else. Will they find it in a Trump? Will they find it in a Hillary Clinton?
Black Americans. I mean, there's a bunch of stories out that the mainstream media has not covered about. I mean, Black Americans really did get President Obama elected, and I understand why. It was a historical election, and it was something that probably, frankly, the country needed to do because we needed to, you know, we needed to have that mark on our books.
But they already were 4 years ago. They were already so disappointed. Yeah. If Mitt Romney hadn't bungled it so badly, he would have been the president.
Because they're the group that is worse than any other group under this presidency. Yeah. And they're, you know, and that group is tired. That group is up for grabs. You see a lot of Black support for Trump. You see a lot of Black support
Hispanic
for Clinton.
Support for
it'll
Trump.
Be if that's the general election matchup, it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah. All right, Richie, you started to say something. Excuse me.
Yeah. it's gone now.
Okay.
That's out the window.
Right. Dunzo. All right. But anyway, you get the point. So here are some points from listeners. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Grace writes, Bloomberg is a responsible man. He's not a spoiler. He doesn't place his ego above the well-being of the country. That's more than we can say for Trump. Thomas writes, Bloomberg's an opportunist, mouthing off for the sake of the establishment. He didn't need to say anything since he has no campaign, no ballots, and no time. He's already out because he never was in. Tammy writes, that's just fine with me because we don't need another billionaire in the White House. He did nothing for New York and would have done nothing for the country. Wow. There's somebody who's out in left field, doesn't even begin to know how much better off. New Yorkers loved him, and they would have voted for him a fourth time if they could have. They don't like the guy who's there now. Blah Blasio, oof, do they dislike him. Almost as much as the pilots dislike American Airlines. That story's coming up in a minute. Anyway, Liddy wrote, thank you, Mr. Bloomberg, so much. A three-way race with many of your votes siphoning off Democratic votes would have left us with President Trump. They would put our country at great risk. So, and there's a lot more of that here. Meanwhile, all eyes are on Michigan today. If you're a Politico, the grand prize for presidential candidates in the voting today. Mississippi also having primaries today. Only Republican voters will head to the polls in Idaho, and they're caucusing in Hawaii. So it'll be interesting to see. I found it interesting that the person who's stumping the most for John Kasich is...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yep.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is all over the place for John Kasich. He was
and
in
Donnie Wahlberg, too, just as an FYI.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Ah, that's interesting. Mitt Romney went to Florida to record some get-out-the-vote calls, robocalls for Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio. I tickle myself.
What a bit.
Yeah, it does, right. In Detroit, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton drawing sharp questions, including abortion rights and the national debt and that kind of stuff. So a lot of things going on in that department, and it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, and I'm sure that tomorrow we'll have more conversation about that sort of thing. One of the trending stories at DougStephan.com is the Bloomberg story. 16 past the hour now on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative.
Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative.
Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening.
Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Very interesting. From the American Pilots Union, you know how I've blasted American. Their service sucks. Their relationships with their customers are always arguing and fighting. I hear this. I sat in a plane coming back from Florida the other day listening to people just moan and groan and complain and bitch about how the carrier is being operated now that American Airlines has taken over the old U.S. Airways group running it. A guy named Doug Parker is the CEO. So American Airlines pilots have sent a letter to Parker, and here is Rob Pullen from Watch It News telling the story.
American Airlines Group Incorporated's pilots union criticized the company for a toxic work environment, breach of contracts, and poor service. The Allied Pilots Association sent a letter to American CEO Doug Parker Friday saying that the company deliberately violated contract terms and agreements with workers and broke aviation regulations set by federal government on crew scheduling, air operations, and labor relations. The letter also said that American Airlines product was embarrassing and that many customers have complained to staff about the conditions. The APA said the pilots of American Airlines will not remain silent as we witness the rebirth of the toxic culture we fought so hard to eradicate. Company spokesman Casey Norton said that American executives are aware of the issues and that they must take better care of employees and customers.
Duh. Well, that's good to hear. I'll look forward to that after my last argument with all of them trying to spend what I spent. Almost $2,000 on four tickets, and it took me an hour and 40 minutes to get it straightened out. That's wonderful relations with the customers. People say, well, why do you do it? And you know what? They get you hooked after you get a couple of million miles, and, you know, their situation is what it is, but, man, do they have a lot of work to do. 21 after on Good Day.
OT.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So let's have some remembrances, positive remembrances of good music. The number one to the number five tune during this week in 1984. And so it seems to me that we at that time, and maybe even to this day, when you compare Rockwell to Michael Jackson, some people think that Rockwell and Michael Jackson are the same person. Jennifer, what do you remember about Rockwell? You were about 3 years old, I think, when this song was
on
that
not
chart.
Much, actually. I couldn't give you one thing I remember about
Rockwell. I remember talking about this. Listen, let's crank up the music and see how many of you remember it, first of all. A song called Somebody's Watching Me.
I remember the song.
Yeah. So, interesting in and of itself that the number five song done by this Michael Jackson sounded like Rockwell was positioned up against the number four song this week, which was actually Michael Jackson himself.
Right.
You want me to wake you up, Richie, after the nap? Or when
you like, no, I'm just trying to... Michael Jackson sings backup on this song.
On Rockwell?
Right. Yeah, that's why it sounds like Michael Jackson.
Ah, well, it is Michael Jackson then. Okay.
Right, but it's the main singing part is Rockwell, and then it goes...
But can you distinguish when you listen to him?
Yeah,
can you distinguish?
Yeah. Rockwell is this guy.
Sophisticated ear when listening. You do hear Michael Jackson, though, as a background singer. So I didn't know that. That's good information.
Right, and Jermaine Jackson. So this part
wonder.
Here.
That's it. And that's the song. The story is the lyric
right.
line, Somebody's
so
Watching.
The kind of guy talking is Rockwell. This is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then this. Number four.
This week in 1984. From Thriller, this song was on its way to number one. I think the next week, as a matter of fact, it became number one after this. Number four, number one, but it didn't take long for it to move right up the charts. This is from that album, the title tune, right? From the Thriller album.
It's kind of interesting. Michael Jackson is in the number five song.
Yeah.
Is the number four song. And then the number one song has a group member that is featured on another one of Michael Jackson's songs off of this album.
Right. All right, let's do number three and number two first before we get to number one.
99 red balloons floating in the summer sky.
Lady named
Nina.
Remember this song?
Yep.
I certainly do.
Big time.
Yeah, big pop song. I think this lady is a German, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Thank you, Rich. Rich McFadden, write this down. Wait a minute. Rich McFadden just said I was right.
Should I notarize this?
My God, yeah, write that down in blood somewhere, will you, Jennifer? Not mine or yours, but his.
Yeah.
But you, of course, I'm still going to go check it out. You know that.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Number two, Cyndi Lauper. God, what a wonderful, just true blue American pop singer. The girls loved Cyndi Lauper. I can't tell you how many times I would hear this all morning, all night. My daughter playing all the Cyndi Lauper stuff. Love, love, love her.
I was her for Halloween, not once, but twice.
Yeah, of course you were.
I loved her.
All right. Now, Richie's made a point about the number one tune for this week in 1984. It's a Van Halen tune. Well-remembered tune. Played a lot on the 80s stations even today.
And Eddie played guitar on Beat It.
Yep. All right, so there's a, it's like a 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, who, by the way, is in a new movie that's another horror flick. There's a trailer out for a movie that he's in. My God, he must love that stuff. It's going to be out, I think, in late March, early April or something.
You know what he really loves?
What?
Checks.
Yeah.
Right now I'm sitting here in my head trying to connect Kevin Bacon and Michael Jackson through 6 degrees of separation.
All right, you work on that, Richie.
Let's see that there.
How it comes out. Coming up to 28 past the hour now on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you expect your Weimaraner to be perfect angel all the time? Do you think your Manx would never have a day's lapse in behavior? They're not built to obey like machines, nor should you want them to. If you do, you may be expecting something of your pet that he can't deliver. No matter how demanding an animal's training has been and how completely in control you think he is, a normal pet will not respond perfectly more than 80% of the time. Your pet doesn't deserve 20 to life for chewing, mouthing, stealing, or even digging holes. Now, none of these offenses should be applauded, of course, but it just isn't that serious. Part of being a good pet therapist, as well as a conscientious pet guardian, is to learn to distinguish the real danger signs from those passing trends that you can easily handle. With the proper preventative medicine, love, and attention, the solutions to these problems are easy. You should be able to take care of them without any problems whatsoever. Just remember that when our dogs make mistakes, it's no different than our kids or ourselves. No one's perfect. Sometimes you just have to overlook those little errors. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The Good Day Show, yes. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen, all here working, I don't want to say working hard because we really aren't, but we're having a good time focusing on a lot of the things that people are yakking about, television news, etc., etc. More news on Downton Abbey, which is good news, I think, and Ellen DeGeneres is in the news, the television news as well, plus the situation with Erin Andrews. But first I want to make reference to the O.J. Trial, which is going on. Wait a minute. O.J.'s in jail. How can there be a trial? Well, it's sort of a retrial of the trial. Not only the TV show that's on FX is getting a lot of attention, but this knife thing. So whether or not I'm trying to analyze what I've seen here, did O.J. admit he did it by saying, quote, "I'm not that stupid. I got on a plane that night to Chicago. That's all I'm going to say." He burst into laughter, apparently, when he heard about the LAPD testing the knife that they found in the ground in the Rockingham area where his house was. You remember?
Sure, he would laugh because either he got away with murder and they can't charge him again if that is the weapon, or, you know, he's going, gosh, they're bungling this again. What's going on? I mean, of course he's going to laugh.
Well, but when he said, "I'm not that stupid, I got on a plane that night to Chicago, that's all I'm going to say," that sounds kind of like an admission to me.
Well, you know.
Yes, no, maybe?
I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
What does it sound like to you?
I wouldn't be that stupid to bury the knife in my backyard.
That still sounds like an admission to me. What'd I do with a knife then? If he didn't bury it in his backyard, the anticipated answer is, okay, I buried the knife somewhere else.
Well, I think the bigger question in my mind is, who buried that knife in your backyard and why was it there?
Mm-hmm. Or did they bury it, they just drop it, and they get covered up by the gardener?
Then why did somebody else put it in? Or maybe it was a setup.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem. It's all along, he said, oh, I'm going to find the real killers and do this right. for my kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that the optics then were him on the golf course. I'm going to make a note to him, to President Obama, to other people who are fans of golfing. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say you're going to do something serious, don't get caught on camera at a golf course. It right. never works out well.
So for those of you who may not remember, the revelation here is that this knife at O.J. Simpson's home was kept as a souvenir by a retired policeman. He had it for 18 years. Come on, man. If I'd have buried it, why didn't the cops see the ground had been dug up, is what O.J. said at lunch yesterday in prison.
Yeah.
Now, how do they know? Wait a minute. How does the news media know what O.J. is saying at lunch in the prison?
Oh, I'm sure they talk to guards, or they talk to... I'm sure they get in there somehow. Or they make it up.
I'm reading a story here where O.J. is apparently up for parole, eligible for parole next year.
Right? This will hurt him if his knife turns out to be it.
That's what they're saying. But why?
Because they'll
extend... It's got nothing to do with the crime that he's in there for.
Yeah, but they won't grant his parole.
Why?
Yeah.
What do you mean, why?
What's he been doing?
He was found not guilty of the murder that the knife is... allegedly attached to. If he was found not guilty, how can they tie the knife to him and his current conviction?
Doesn't
the justice system has a way of working itself
gotcha.
Out?
And it's the justice system. It's not the legal system. Right. Like, gotcha.
Exactly.
Yeah. They were
That's
all over.
Not fair.
OJ says they were all over the place like flies for weeks. It's complete bull.
You know what this is, Doug? This is my old, they can't convict you on what they say you did, so now they get something else on you.
Yep.
Well, that's
what
exactly what's happening.
And that's what the whole attitude is. All right, so let's move to the next conviction, if you will, or the next trial. Hulk Hogan.
That guy.
Continuing.
Hulkster.
Was in court yesterday, continues to testify today in his $100 million invasion of privacy lawsuit against Gawker. Gawker.
Or Gawker.
And Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
He was having a little unga-bunga with Bubba's wife. The jury trial raises important questions about the line between privacy and free expression.
He says I was completely humiliated.
He was. Did you see how, I watched the video.
Hulk is not.
He was completely humiliated because the Hulkster was all about taking your, you know, saying your prayers, taking your vitamins and something else. Oh, no. God, I'm getting old. What was it?
Whatever it was, it's the same line of BS that O.J. was just talking about.
Well, and this video shows him, like, before he's getting ready to, you know, he's, like, burping and he's going, ugh, I ate too much. Well, so disgusting.
Him call Dr. Jack for some of those enzymes.
It's, like, the worst thing ever. He's, like, belching and then he, like, you know, jumps in. It's like, ooh, yuck.
Can't imagine somebody with as much class as Hulk Hogan has.
I think it's more embarrassing
like
for the woman in the, I mean, give me a break. I just want to go running if you see that coming at you.
Well, if you've ever seen Bubba the Love Sponge and compare his body to the Hulkster's body.
Oh, Hulk's hot.
Okay. He doesn't have much hair, but other than that.
No.
Why he wears that stupid bandana.
Well, he has a lot of hair, just none of it on top of his head.
Yeah, it's all on his back.
Yeah.
Ew, it is not
How
his
do you
face.
Know that?
How
do you know that?
He's got his shirt off, but he waxes. Clearly.
He doesn't have any on his head, so I'm always...
Yes, he does. He has the fringe.
All right, what's trending at DougStefan.com today? Michael Bloomberg nixing a run for the presidency this year. American Airlines pilots blasting the company for their toxic culture. And if it hadn't been for the American Pilots Union signing on, U.S. Airways would never have been able to take over American. They would have stayed on their own as an individual company. So Doug Parker, who runs, he ran U.S. Air before. He ran Allegheny before that. And he worked at American before that. Managed to maneuver through stock manipulation and talking to all the various and sundry people that were part of this, including the pilots union. But the pilots union went along. They signed an agreement to support the American Airlines U.S. Air merger, and now they basically wish they hadn't because the chairman is a liar. I could have told you that before, but too bad. They were so anxious to get away from American because it was so bad. Now they all wish it was the way it was before because it's a whole lot worse now than it was. Anybody who rides American with regularity will tell you that. Anyway, so that's one of the stories trending at DougStefan.com. Also, the jury award for Erin Andrews in the $55 million nude video lawsuit.
Yeah.
Scrutiny. Well, I'm not sure she's going to get all that money. She might get something, but she's not going to get it all.
They'll definitely take it back to court.
But
try and get out of it.
One of the things that I want to have us focus on in a moment is the claim that the Marriott chain has changed. The lawyer said that they've changed everything. Nothing happens the way it happened then. And we're going to examine that in a moment with a clip from Inside Edition, the television report, which is next here on Good Day. First, I want to remind you, if you have hair like the Hulkster, you may want to try to get it back again. Maybe we should get a hold of the Hulkster and tell him about how he can take care of his hair loss with Provia. What do you think, Jennifer?
That'll
is that worth
well.
A call?
I'm sure, huh? I'm sure that'll
somebody
sure
call
that'll
a Hulkster
well.
And tell him we've got the perfect fix for his hairline. It's Provia. Hair loss a problem for you? Provia. Thinning hair a problem for you? Use Provia. This takes care of the problem in so many different ways. Treats it actually three different ways. Cleanses your scalp, opens up the pores, number one. Number two, when the hair comes in, it has a volumizer in it, and it thickens the hair that you have. So even if you don't have a lot, it looks like you got more because of the volumizer in Provia. Number three, it keeps the pores open and encourages, if you will, the growth of new hair. You will have your hair back again. Male pattern baldness doesn't work for that. It doesn't work for any illnesses. But if you have normal hair loss due to the plugging up of the pores because you use cheap shampoos, you'll want to call 800-525-8319 and sign up for Provia. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. No side effects, no pharmaceuticals, all natural. Men use it, women use it. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. It's that simple. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get two bottles of Provia instead of one. You pay for one, get two. Both Provia and the Super Concentrate to get your hair back again quickly. 800-525-8319. Remember how quickly your hair grows. Give it 3-4 months. That's how long it takes. You'll feel fuzz in a month, and then the hair will start growing, and then you'll actually have to get a cut in the fourth or fifth month because it'll be that long. Okay, million-dollar looks guaranteed. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, let's get to the story of Erin Andrews. If you haven't heard, yesterday a jury awarded her $55 million in the case against that stalker and the management company of the Nashville Marriott. The stalker, back in 2008, getting a room next to her, got the room when he just asked where she was staying, and the guy said, okay, she's in 813, and the guy says, 812 available? Yep, okay,
yeah,
they'll put me in 812.
Right next door.
Right next door. So then the lawyer for Marriott said insistently, as a matter of fact, that the hotel isn't liable because they've changed everything. It's not happened since. Don't worry, we wouldn't be so foolish as to allow this to happen. Well, what I love was the measures already are in place. So you think that's true? Here's a clip from Inside Edition. And the reference goes all the way back to 2008, from 2008 to today. Listen to this.
Back in 2009, Inside Edition conducted a test at the same hotel where Aaron's ordeal took place, the Vanderbilt Marriott in Nashville.
I wanted to see if I could get a room next to another guest, please.
Jim Murray asked for a room next to a specific guest, his colleague Lisa Guerrero. When Jim arrived, the hotel confirmed Lisa was a guest. Jim wasn't able to get a room next to Lisa. It was booked, but they let him know he was close. Well, we wanted to know if hotel security is any different today. Ann Mercogliano checked into the Marriott Marquis in the heart of New York's Times Square.
Here we go.
A half hour later, Les Trent called the same hotel to book a room next to Ant.
I'm hoping to get next to a friend of mine who's also checking in this afternoon.
Here's what happened when Les checked in.
That's next to her room then?
Yeah.
So what's changed since the last time we conducted that test? Not much. I asked for a room next to my colleague Ann Mercogliano. Now, they don't know we know each other, but they gave me a room two doors down. Hey, Ann.
Hi.
Did anyone say to you that someone had asked for a room next to yours?
No. No one's called me.
No one called?
No one's come by, no.
The hotel being sued by Erin Andrews says in a statement, since the incident in question, the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt has changed management. The new management company requires and enforces a strict adherence to policies regarding guest privacy and as such has implemented additional safety and privacy measures. But if what happened to us is any indication, things don't seem to have changed much elsewhere.
A spokesperson for the Marriott Corporation said, quote, our policy is that requests for connecting or adjoining rooms must be verified by both parties before the request should be granted. We will reiterate this policy to our host.
Did they say that they have a new management company?
Yeah.
So Marriott doesn't manage their own hotels?
Well,
some of them do, some of them don't.
Right. They use the sell the branding as all kinds of different franchise arrangements. But it's just one more reason not to go to a Marriott as far as I'm concerned. All right, Jen. Ellen DeGeneres had a game show called Heads Up, but it got canceled. They made 65 of these. Why did they do that? What's going on with that?
I don't know. And this one, actually, have you played the game? Because this is the idea behind Heads Up was based on an app that Ellen created where you put your cell phone up to your head. It says a name, sort of like charades, and people give you clues. You try to guess what's on the cell phone. It is so much fun. And so the TV gurus that be had created this TV version. They had 65 shows already in the can, and the HLN people decided that they wouldn't be able to sell it.
Yeah, but why would they put on headline news? What has it got to do with that?
Isn't that strange? I know.
Yeah, a game show network, or she got off hooch, she put it on some other.
CNN was trying to ride Ellen's popularity.
Well, they didn't do a good job of it.
That yeah, was somewhere just, else. And, you know, I'm just surprised that one of the bigger networks didn't take it because, you know, they've had some success with primetime game shows lately.
They have.
So
people
it was the wrong place, and they probably just didn't know how to sell it right.
Jimmy Kimmel's going to host the Emmys this year. Boo.
That's right. Hey, no, that'll be fun.
Nah.
And Gina Davis taking the starring role in The Exorcist reboot.
That's kind of scary. Huh? Ooh. All right. Downton Abbey's going to be a movie. You wait and see.
Right.
51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Oh, oh, oh.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With Jennifer Horn and your lovely host, Doug Steffen. First thing we're going to do here, Richie, is have a food news quiz. Everybody ready for this?
Sure.
Swell prize to the person who comes up with the answer to this question. It's multiple choice. Spatchcocking has its partisans. What is it? A, a service station trick for keeping gas flowing hands-free. B, a tactic for getting a conventional gun to fire rapidly. C, a minor procedure that stops roosters from crowing. Or D, a way of flattening a chicken for better cooking. Now, maybe the hint here
this is food news.
There you go. Yeah. Jennifer's got it. All right, figure it out.
It shouldn't be brain surgery.
888-302-3684. A swell prize for the person who answers that food news question. Meanwhile, a story floating around the last 24 hours about how much food we throw away. This isn't new,
crazy.
Though, right?
It's not new, but when you see the numbers, you go, whoa. People in the United States, Dougie, waste up to 50% more food than Americans did back in the 1970s. This study was done by the National Institutes of Health, and said the average American family of four throws out around $1,500 a year in food.
Amazing.
We throw away, all in total, 31% of our food supply. And, you know, I do this all the time. You get you buy stuff at the store. You don't use it, especially when it's produce. You've got to dump it. A lot of times in stores, they'll just dump blemished fruits and veggies. They just, you know, get rid of them because they're not sellable.
I think I've told you the story before of having on the farm, we used to go around and collect all of the day-old garbage, the bread, the veggies, all that stuff. The veggies, we clean it up, feed the veggies to the cows. Back in the old days, we used to feed them to the pigs. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, but we, the people that work on the farm, they go through all the stuff and they eat, they grab, they grab the food. And one guy pretty much lived off of the stuff that we brought back between the bread and the veggies and stuff.
You know, I get bread, bread molds, produce. I mean, these are all very perishable.
A day or two?
Well, no, no. What I don't think is really smart is that they stamp these sell by or use by dates on canned foods or on packaged goods that have longer shelf life. And as soon as you hit that day, all of a sudden people are dumping stuff into the trash. I mean, this is a way for you to really help people in your community if you donate cans to food banks and that sort of thing. I mean, I'm not talking about stuff that's 5 years old, but if it's just a few days, come on.
I can't tell you how much stuff Meredith throws away when she looks at the label. Ah, get rid of that. Of course, some of it was a little older than.
Yeah, well, you know, when it's up to 20 years, when the food in your cupboards is older than your kids that have kids of their own, that's a problem. Hey, speaking of food, and I want to give you this tip because it's free food. Today is National Pancake Day.
Whoa!
IHOP is giving out free buttermilk pancakes. If you go into an IHOP today, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., they're celebrating National Pancake Day. They're also taking donations for Children's Miracle Network hospitals and other local charities. You'll get one short stack per guest, which is three pancakes. Not so bad.
By the way, today also is International Women's Day. I thought I'd bring you up to date on something else, Jennifer.
Yeah.
One of the states that's trying to fight against the DARK Act is the state of Massachusetts. Yesterday, a bill that would give consumers here in this state labels for GMO food ingredients cleared the legislature's Joint Committee on Environment, and it looks like it's an easy pass. The New England Farmers Union and a lot of the food groups are trying to get these passed. There have been laws passed in Vermont, we know that, Connecticut, Maine, and so the, you know, the Congress is trying to kill these at the behest of Monsanto, but everybody's paying the price for this. Monsanto is going all out to try to get this killed as more and more states are, wising up to GMO foods. Okay, what else you got?
Oh, back to me?
Well, I have a one.
I'm ready to go. If you're a scotch drinker, you may notice that single malt scotch prices are skyrocketing, and that's because the global supply of single malt scotch is actually running out. So if you're a fan, gotta stock up because there's a global shortage of age-labeled single malt scotch whiskey. Right?
So people seem to be angry that McDonald's has hiked prices on its value menu. How much did they go up? I wasn't aware.
Okay, how is that even possible? Because I haven't been to a McDonald's in a really long time.
Yeah.
And this past weekend, I was out shooting for 8 hours, and I was so thirsty after I was done. So my mom and I went through the drive-thru and got a drink.
Really?
And the first thing I noticed is that the menu is super classy looking, almost so classy I couldn't understand how to order. And then I looked at the dollar value menus, and it's like two items, big items, for $5. It's like Big Macs and filet of fish and all that stuff.
So
it's
not
expensive.
So they're countering one with another. Is that what's going on? One,
no, maybe the value meal goes up $1, right?
And the others go down.
Yeah,
kind of weird. All right, well, listen.
But two sandwiches for $5, that's not bad.
No, 51. Wait a minute, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.